Hello, everyone. This is Academy Watch from Punch and Pie Media. I'm your host, Bo Nicholson. We predict the Oscars here, and the Golden Globes have just happened, so let's talk about that. The headline act for this entire Oscars season, surely, is going to be Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another, which has definitely been the star of the show at the Golden Globes with 4 wins, the next closest was 2 wins for all of Hamnet, The Secret Agent, and Sinners. So one battle after another, winning one of the best picture wins, best director, best screenplay, and best supporting actress is definitely still in the box seat to take home best picture at the Oscars in mid-March. So far, in terms of major precursors, major bellwethers for the Oscars, we've had the Critics' Choice Awards, which you can listen to on the last episode on your feed, and now the Golden Globes. And I've just been talking to my friend Ian Buckley, who you will hear from later in this season, especially when it comes to prediction time towards the start of March. And he's getting very excited about, like, oh, I didn't expect this, or oh, that's a bit of a surprise, or one battle after another is looking strong, and all of these things are true, and that's great. But let's not forget that Critics' Choice and Golden Globes do not have voter crossover with the Oscars. So if the Golden Globes really love a movie, it doesn't necessarily mean the Oscars will. And of course, Ian knows that. And of course, I know that. And of course, you, the learned listeners, also know that, especially now after I've just said it. Anyway, let's talk about the awards, because it's not for nothing. It does, of course, as we've talked about before, it does build narrative into a campaign. Golden Globe winner, Paul Thomas Anderson, best director. You know, it builds prestige, gives him a chance to practice his speech skills. Obviously, great speeches can really inform how people feel towards a certain film or a certain performance or a certain person in other categories as well. So it's not for nothing, these awards. I'm not going to try and downplay the importance of the Golden Globes when it comes to predicting the Oscars, but until we see nominations, and then until we see BAFTAs and the Actors Awards, which is what they're now calling the SAG Awards, then we'll have a really, really good idea. And obviously the various guilds, the Writers Guild, the Producers Guild, Directors Guild, they make the biggest difference when it comes to predictions. But I'll stop boring you with that, and let's get into the very, very important awards. The Golden Globe for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. Obviously, hugely tongue-in-cheek. I find this all very insulting, that they feel the need to have a Box Office Achievement Award. I find it even more insulting they gave it to Sinners. I'm glad that Sinners got 2 awards at the Golden Globes. I'm pissed off that this is one of them. Sinners is a great movie, and a lot of the movies nominated here are also pretty great, especially Weapons. And they could have gone with a different direction, one that made more money at the box office, for example, but in that one, the money is probably the award they want there. So, whatever, Sinners won Best Box Office Achievement. This will have zero impact on the Oscars. Best Motion Picture in a Foreign Language. The Secret Agent from Brazil gets the win here. And this time they get to actually say it on stage. They get to give a speech this time instead of being on the red carpet at the Critics' Choice, which was an abomination. I'm not going to put it beyond these sort of awards bodies to act on government instruction to not let a Brazilian very political film talk at the moment while Latin America is being attacked by the US. But that's maybe... people will call that conspiracy theory. I don't think that's conspiracy theory. I think they're trying to avoid a big deal. And they did play off the director of this film as well during this speech. But anyway, The Secret Agent, it is strengthening, that's for sure. We're looking at a very realistic possibility that we're going to have 3 international films in the Best Picture race. I'm still feeling pretty good about It Was Just an Accident. I'm still feeling pretty good about Sentimental Value. I'm starting to feel increasingly good about The Secret Agent. I think that's going to be in there. So a good win for them, and a bit of a surprise. To the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of surprise, Best Motion Picture Animated went to K-Pop Demon Hunters. This is not a shock. This is one of two awards that this film won tonight. And yeah, I would say it's going to roll through and probably win the award. The biggest challenge might lie with Zootopia 2. But I think this one's done. I honestly do. It'll take a big shift to move away from K-Pop Demon Hunters, especially on the back of their second award for the evening, which was Best Original Song Motion Picture for the song Golden. Now, this is a lock. Surely. Can we call this one at this point? I'm recording on January the 12th. It gets announced on March 15th, but let's just call it now. Golden will win Best Original Song at the Oscars. Best Original Score went to Sinners, Ludvig Göransson. This is the second and last Golden Globe for Sinners tonight. This is a good win, a really good score. It's one of the small victories it can take over one battle after another. Again, can't read too much into it as a precursor, but a good chance to give a speech and all that sort of stuff. And it is a great score. It's a great movie. Go watch Sinners if you haven't. And maybe go listen to the soundtrack if you have watched Sinners, because the score is excellent. Best Screenplay Motion Picture. Now, it's worth mentioning, by the way, that screenplay types are combined at the Golden Globes. So at the Oscars, there's going to be 5 nominees in original screenplay and 5 nominees in adapted screenplay. At the Golden Globes, it's 6 nominees total, all combined. And one battle after another got the win there. I don't think that's a hugely consequential win, because it was pretty much up against Hamnet for best adapted screenplay at the Oscars. The rest of these, Sentimental Value, Sinners, Marnie Supreme, it was just an accident. We'll be competing in original screenplay. So we didn't learn a lot about original screenplay tonight. I'm pretty much ready to lock one battle after another for adapted screenplay at the Oscars. I think that's done. Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role went to Stellan Skarsgård for Sentimental Value, which I watched for the second time yesterday at the cinema, and I adore this performance from Stellan. You could make the argument that it's a lead performance. This wouldn't be the first time that there's been category fraud at the Oscars, but Stellan Skarsgård, well, I'm very sure will get a nomination. He'll have strong competition from the likes of Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn, Paul Mescal, Jacob Elordi. I think they all have a shot. I think they're all in play. I hope that Stellan Skarsgård stays as the front runner here, because this would be a great win at the Oscars. I think it'll be a great speech as well. This was the only win for Sentimental Value at the Golden Globes, and I think it's a good one. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy went to Timothée Chalamet for Marty Supreme. So this is the second time now that Timothée Chalamet has beaten Leo DiCaprio directly. This was obviously after Critics' Choice, and now the Golden Globes. Again, no voter crossover, etc., etc. But does Leo winning 10 years ago for The Revenant hurt him? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Timothée Chalamet has been on the brink. He was the next best challenger last year for his performance as Bob Dylan. And there's a feeling around him of being his time. The marketing campaign for Marty Supreme has been off its chops, like absolutely just going for it. This is the only win for Marty Supreme at the Golden Globes, and it went to Timothée Chalamet in lead performance. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama went to Wagner Moura for The Secret Agent. Now, this is the second win for The Secret Agent, second of two. Not hugely surprising. I think people expected Jeremy Allen White to be a lot stronger than he has been at these awards, and I don't think he's getting an Oscar nomination. From this category, I'd say the only Oscar nominee that he beat for this was probably Michael B. Jordan in Sinners. So I don't think this award is for nothing, and I think it just increases the amount of eyeballs that will be on The Secret Agent, and it might lead. You know, remember back to last year when Fernando Torres came through and had success at the Golden Globes. And then we started to look more into I'm Still Here. And then I'm Still Here beat Emilia Perez at International Feature after, of course, getting into Best Picture nominees as well. This might be something that The Secret Agent builds off in terms of a campaign. Again, it's one of those signs that it's pretty strong and might end up in the Best Picture race. Maybe not strongly in the race, but certainly in the Best Picture nominees. And I think this is a good win for Wagner Moura. Best performance by an actress in a supporting role went to Teyana Taylor for One Battle After Another. She's definitely the front runner, no question about it. In terms of challenge, Ariana Grande for Wicked for Good. I feel like that's slipping away. I really do. And Inga Ibsdotter Lilius, does she have the profile, the sentimental value, has to have the strength? It's a great performance. I'd love to see her get some recognition. I hope she at least gets an Oscar nomination for that role. But I've got to say, Teyana Taylor looks like she is way in front for that one. Best performance by an actress, musical or comedy goes to Australian legend Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. This is the first and only win for this movie. And Rose Byrne is certainly putting together the makings of a challenge for this. For Jessie Buckley, of course, in Best Actress. Jessie Buckley is way out in front, in my opinion. But Rose Byrne is probably in second place. She had to beat Kate Hudson, Chase Infinity, Cynthia Erivo, Amanda Seyfried, and Emma Stone, two-time Oscar winner Emma Stone, to get this award. So it's not for nothing, for sure. It's a sign of strength. It's a sign of love for this film, and especially this performance. And does the movie have enough strength to topple Jessie Buckley in Hamnet? I don't think so. I think Jessie Buckley is going to sweep. And Rose Byrne might consider herself lucky that she was categorized differently to Jessie Buckley in this one so she can win the Golden Globe. But I might be being pessimistic about the Australian Legends' chances there. But I really do feel like this one is going to Jessie Buckley, who, while I'm on that role, won in the drama category for Best Performance by an Actress. There was no real challenges there. I think the only one you could call that would be Renate Reinsve for Sentimental Value, who is astonishingly good in that movie. To be clear, this is not having a shot at her. It's merely talking about the fact that Jessie Buckley is sweeping. As far as I can tell, she's the sweeper of the acting categories. Best Director, Motion Picture, One Battle After Another. Paul Thomas Anderson gets the win. There was some thinking that perhaps Jafar Panahi for It Was Just an Accident might get the nod. Ryan Coogler for Sinners, of course, was a decent chance. Chloe Zhao for Hamnet, I suppose, was in play as well. But yes, Paul Thomas Anderson, One Battle After Another. This one also feels kind of locked already, which is sad that it's so predictable, I think. But I think we can expect Paul Thomas Anderson to sweep the season and then go on and indeed win the Oscar. Which brings us to the Best Picture winners. There's two, of course. So musical or comedy goes to One Battle After Another. Its biggest challenger there was Marty Supreme. I would think that it handled it with no concern. One Battle After Another is on its way towards a sweep, it looks like. And in Best Motion Picture Drama, Hamnet gets the win. Chloe Zhao's film Hamnet gets its second Golden Globe for the night, beating Sinners. That's the key there. Again, no voter crossover, might not mean anything, etc., etc. But again, getting Chloe Zhao up there, getting Jessie Buckley up there, giving speeches. Jessie Buckley is much loved. Chloe Zhao has a Best Picture winning film under her belt in the last 5 years. So, this is not for nothing. Chloe Zhao knows how to run this. She knows how to do this. Hamnet is in play for Best Picture, if anything happens to One Battle After Another. I can't see it happening. It might take some sort of political scandal or sexual assault scandal or something big like that to happen to one of its stars or director or something like that. Let's hope there's nothing going on there. If One Battle After Another is to have an Emilia Perez-style fall, like we saw last year, because don't forget, Emilia Perez had like 13 Oscar nominations and won 4 Golden Globes as well. So we've seen this before, right? It went from winning 4 Golden Globes, 13 Oscar nominations, to not even winning international feature. That can happen, right? If that was to happen to One Battle After Another, Hamnet's in play. If it doesn't, I'm sorry. One Battle After Another is winning Best Picture at the Oscars. I hate being this boring. I hate it. I hate that the Oscars is boring. But it's happening. One Battle After Another is going to win. Hamnet might be in that second or third spot. We've always been thinking it's around there with Sinners. So it's in the mix. Thank you very much for listening to this kind of ad hoc impromptu episode. I literally just finished work, walked in the door, looked at the results and hit record. I had my friend Ian Buckley texting me throughout the ceremony. I was at work, so I wasn't able to watch the ceremony. I haven't watched any of the speeches, which does make a difference. As I've mentioned, the speeches do make a difference to narrative, but Ian tells me that none of the speeches were particularly brilliant or particularly bad, so it didn't hurt anybody's chances. So that's good to hear. And our next port of call is going to be the Oscar nominations. They will be coming out very, very imminently. So please subscribe to Academy Watch wherever you are listening to this episode. And leave a rating, 5 stars, please. That would be so great. And a review, if you're able to, on your app. That would be really, really appreciated. And tell a friend, by the way, if they love the Oscars, because this is a good little place where, you know, we don't have ads or anything. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's just a place to have a chat about the Oscars. And you'll hear short little episodes like this every so often, depending on the news, and sometimes some longer form stuff about the films themselves, and obviously predictions as well when the time comes. While you are checking out the show notes, which you should totally do, you can check out my other show, Movieversaries, which is co-hosted with a bunch of my friends. And also, there's a link to the Discord. You should definitely click on that if you love the Oscars, because it's free to join. You can just come on in and have a chat with me and some of my friends and some of the people that follow the show about the Oscars. And it's good fun. Until the next time that we are talking, which is probably the Oscar nominations dropping, I'm Bo Nicholson. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.